Bum ba da bum! Welcome to May's Loving Reminder! Woo! Woo! Hello, my loves. I hope you all are doing good. This week's been a lot. In a good way. I had to do a lot of stuff this last week for not only YouTube stuff as well as Patreon, but also because of some of the stuff I'm working on in the voice acting scene. It was really fun. I met with some directors of something that I might get also signed to because they really liked me. They really liked working with me in the thing I'm doing currently. And so there were some co-directors that are also now directing their own things that are wanting me to audition for their stuff. I'm really excited. I hope that they like me and I hope that I get the role. I'm really excited. But yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed more content that's been coming out recently. I've been posting on YouTube again. I've been posting on Patreon often. It's been really nice. I missed you guys a lot. And when I say that the passion for making audios has come back, I really mean it. This is a bit of a TMI type of thing, but basically, I was on, medication for the past, I'd say, year, for depression and anxiety, and we're not gonna get into that too much, but I recently switched medications to one that's a lower dose and just kind of helps me more than, like, tries to mask everything, and more so just helps me be aware of what's going on when that kind of stuff is happening, if that makes sense. And since I've switched has been when I felt way more creative recently. When I first started the channel as well as the Patreon, you guys probably saw, I was really creative with audio ideas. I used to post all the time, and when I got demonetized, I was obviously a brief interruption for my creative flow because I had to, readjust kind of how I was doing things financially. And it kind of put a damper on my creativity, being able to just kind of flow. But ever since I got off my medication, that I started about a year ago, honestly, I think I was only a couple days away from the year mark, I have felt so much better. I got off of it about 30 days ago at this point, and I really think it was affecting my creative flow a lot. I'm really upset that I didn't talk with my providers sooner, with my therapist and everything sooner. I honestly really, I didn't realize how much it was dampening my creativity until I got off of it and I switched to a different medication. This medication I feel a lot better on. and I also think my mental health has just improved a lot. I don't need as heavy medication as I did for a little bit there. And just remember that don't be scared of medication because sometimes it can really help. But sometimes some people work better without medication. And you should never feel like you have to do something or you don't have to do something out of fear. Always be open with your, like, with the people you're talking to, with your doctors, as well as, like, your therapist and everything. Always be open and, like, about your concerns and stuff. And if they ever make you feel silly for having your concerns, go to a different doctor. Go to a different provider. Go to a different therapist. You should never feel stupid or silly for having fears or wants or needs that are different from what they think you need. And that is kind of part of the loving reminder I wanted to do today. I know I just went on like a mini rant about updates on my life, but when I do these audios, it kind of feels more like you guys are getting like a mini podcast as well as a loving reminder, if that makes sense. So now to the loving reminder. Remember to be true to yourself and remember to never doubt your gut. Now, sometimes our gut feelings aren't accurate and that's okay. And always leave room for, you might be wrong, sure, but if you aren't vibing well with someone, even if you're blood related to them, you do not have to have them be a prominent part in your life. Same with if you're not vibing well with a doctor that you have, or a dentist that you have, or a therapist that you have, or anything like that. If you're able to switch, you shouldn't feel guilty about wanting to switch. they are there to help you at the end of the day. And if they're not helping you because your brain works differently than their brain, that is nothing against them. I'm sure they'd be great with someone else, but they might not be great for you. And that's kind of the situation I was having with my last therapist is, my last doctor, is they were giving me this medication whenever I bring up little things of like, hey, I feel different, I don't feel like myself, I feel blah blah blah. There was a little bit of sexism in there of them saying, oh, it's probably just your hormones, or it's probably you're on your period, or it's probably just this, it's probably because, you know, you're getting older. And it's like, what do you mean? I'm not old. I'm literally not old. What do you mean it's me getting older? I've been on this since I was... I don't get it. I don't understand. I turned 23 in like 2 weeks, by the way, guys. Woo. Look at me. I know, right? I'm very excited. But yeah. Is there anything else I need to say? I don't think so. Well, I love you guys, and I hope you have a great day. Yeah. I hope you guys have a great day. And if not, remember, it gets better. It really does. Thank you guys for reminding that to me when I needed to know that. I love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye!